This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pakistan's powerful intelligence chief has made a surprise visit to the Afghan capital of Kabul. That's according to two Pakistan officials who asked not to be named because they are not authorized to speak to the media. It was not immediately clear what General Faiz Hamid had to say Saturday to the Taliban leader, but the Pakistani intelligence service has perhaps the greatest outside influence over the Taliban. The Taliban leadership had its headquarters in Pakistan and were often said to be in direct contact with the powerful inter-services agency, intelligence agency, although Pakistan routinely denied giving the Taliban military aid. The accusation was often made by the Afghan government and Washington. U.S. President Joe Biden Friday directed the declassification of certain documents related to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. That's a supportive gesture to victims' families who have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. The order, coming little more than a week before the 20th anniversary of the attacks, is a significant moment in a years-long tussle between the government and the families over what classified information about the run-up to the attacks could be made public. The conflict was on display last month when many relatives, survivors, and first responders came out against Biden's participation in 9/11 memorial events, and the documents remained classified. And New Zealand authorities imprisoned a man inspired by the Islamic State group for 3 years after catching him with a hunting knife in extremist videos. That man was responsible for an attack in which six people were injured. He was shot dead by authorities. This is VOA News.